Happy Wednesday, everybody.
It would help to have that mic turned on.
Well, you know, some people would probably argue with you on that point.
Yeah. I like the show better when he doesn't have his microphone on. It's much better.
Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. It is a pleasure to be here. I noticed something very unusual for this Wednesday, something that hasn't happened in a long time. As I stepped outside, what has happened to me? I step outside in the 20s, and I'm thinking, wow, this is nice.
Right.
I should wear a lighter jacket.
Well, you'll be able to swear again tomorrow because Justin is talking about 6 to 10 inches. You can swear at him when you have him on here in a few minutes.
Well, it's
6 to 10 inches?
What? Oh, that's not... I don't want to talk about the weather. I just want to enjoy today. It's supposed to be sunny and relatively warmer today, right?
Yes, nice day today.
That's all I care about for today.
We got some major meltage yesterday, and we'll get more major meltage today. And then we get it all right back tomorrow.
I noticed it was very, very interesting. You don't realize how thick the snow pack has been on these side streets until there's patches of it that have completely melted away.
Right.
And you see just this trench of how deep it's been. Like, wow, that's been. All right, so the big story for this morning is our great state has come up with some rules and regulations about drone usage.
Well, at least the state Senate has. It still has to get past the Assembly.
I think it will.
Signed by the governor.
I think it will because this seems to make some pretty good sense. Let's see. The Senate passed the bill that will limit the use of drone aircraft. If you're going to use it for surveillance, if you're going to use it for evidence gathering, that type of thing, you still have to have a warrant, a search
mostly
warrant.
Mostly aimed at law enforcement agencies, obviously,
right.
Although they did also pass some rules because you can't use a drone for criminal activity either.
Right. And I think it's funny that we would have to have a special bill that would say, if you use a drone in order to commit a robbery, it's the same as having robbery tools, you go to jail.
What? I don't know how you commit a robbery with a drone. I was thinking more like motorcycle gangs having drone warfare, dropping, incendiary devices on their opponent's headquarters and stuff like that.
Very interesting. I like the idea. Well, okay, for example, if you're thinking about robbing a bank and you want to know where the guard is or whatever, if there's outside security, you float the drone up. You got a video feedback. It's like, okay the security.
Right.
Come on, didn't you watch Mission Impossible?
Sure, okay.
Right, there you go.
You know what area we need drone rules in? There are a lot of people in the private sector that want to use drones.
Right.
If you are a realtor, for instance, I mean, imagine being able to show flyovers of property that's for sale.
Well, I think that's fine. You can. If you've got a piece of property that's for sale, throw the drone up, take your video, and then take it back.
If you're a farmer, what's the difference in terrain from one field to another?
Yeah.
Are there areas that need more fertilizer? Getting a view from the air would be useful for all of that.
And that's perfectly legal because it's on your property.
And of course,
you can fly a drone.
We have had the story about Amazon wanting to deliver packages using drones.
I think that's fine, too.
There was a floral delivery company. I think it was 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah.
That in a very localized area in New Jersey, like if you were down the street from there, that they were trying drone delivery for Valentine's Day last week.
I think it's awesome.
No, the FAA said that's not awesome.
Oh, the FAA is a bunch of whiners.
Well, I don't know. You can't have every business who wants to use drones filling the skies with these little things.
No, you can't. It may come to the point where you have to, this is such a big issue. If the FAA really wants to get involved, then we have the technology where you could say, drone, go to this address. You plug it in. The drone then communicates with the aeronautic, with the FAA, and says, okay. And it files its own flight plan. You see what I'm saying? The computer says, okay, you can, from this point to this point, here's how you go. Go to this altitude, fly over here, come back. And it could all be done computerized. It could all be very easily handled. That would also open the door for us to have, and I know this is going to sound strange.
Flying cars!
Yes, sir. There are products. There are flying cars.
Air traffic control for flying cars sounds... I mean, we're going to do traffic reports. The computers are down today.
Yeah.
So you have to be on manual flight.
Sure.
That's going to be a disaster.
I don't think it's going to be a disaster. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be great.
We are not going to have flying cars in our lifetime.
Not in your lifetime, because you got 1 foot in the grave already. But
the
traffic
report is going to be what? We have a midair crash on I-39?
Well, it happens.
Which took out three houses down below.
Oh, it happens. You know, I mean, there's big crashes that happen on 29 and other highways around here. Crashes are going to happen. But I'm telling you, flying cars, if the FAA would give flight patterns and give authority for individuals and computerized. I think it's going to happen, whether you guys want old fogies, whether you want it to happen or not, it is going to happen. Anyway, the drones say yes, that police and law enforcement have to have it in order to do evidence gathering and criminal investigations. They have to have a warrant. However, no warrant is needed if they're doing search and rescue or if people are in imminent danger. This bill makes sense.
So there will always be someone in imminent danger in a pot farm back in the woods somewhere that they need to surveil.
We've got a report of somebody
lost. I see some smoke. There may be people back there.
Well, the government is always there to help you, and here's proof. There's another an assistance line to help you sign up for Obamacare.
For those of you who are still having difficulty signing up for health care, finally a clear and straightforward tool to help. Introducing Obamacare Care, a simple four-step process to get the health care you need. First, fill out the simple 11-page request form and press send. In just 8 weeks, you'll receive an Obamacare Care packet in the mail. Fill it out using a number 4 pencil, then fax it to 1-800-OBAMACARE-CARE or read the packet over the phone to an Obamacare Care specialist.
When I was 19, my dad got me a hooker.
A trained specialist will give you a 64-digit combination of letters, numbers, and Egyptian hieroglyphics to enter at healthcare.gov.
Sir, your confirmation number.
I need 911!
7-Q.
Congratulations. You have completed step 1. Now on to step 2. Give yourself a colonoscopy. Obamacare Care. Making healthcare a cinch.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.